Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, October 31st. Happy Halloween. I'm Mark Daniels. The Boston Red Sox are your World Series champions. They defeated the St. Louis Cardinals 6-1 at Fenway Park to win the series 4-2. Quite a turnaround for a team that finished in last place in the American League East just a year ago. Fired their manager, brought in John Farrell, made some free agent acquisitions, and look what happened.
A unique set of circumstances took place to come back here to the Red Sox, and a lot of changes that, like I said, Ben Cherington deserves all the credit for bringing the players in here that he has. And to see it culminate in this tonight, I can tell you this, last October we probably didn't know we'd be sitting here, but every effort was made to do just that.
A lot of heroes for the Red Sox. Shane Victorino won last night as he drove in three with a bases-clearing double in the third. Would add another RBI. Stephen Drew hit a solo home run. And John Lackey went 6 2/3, allowing a run on 9 hits. But the MVP of the Fall Classic was the Big Poppy, David Ortiz, who hit .688 with a couple of home runs. He walked 8 times during the 6 games. And now a member of 3 world champions in Boston, Ortiz says this one is the best.
When nobody gives us any thoughts, you know, winning this World Series is special. I think it might be the most special out of all the World Series that I have been part of.
As for the Cardinals and manager Mike Matheny, a National League pennant winning season is still something special.
I told them to hold their head high. They got nothing to be ashamed of. You know, we all know that we could come out and play a better brand than what we did here, but we overcame a lot and did a whole lot more than what anybody gave us credit for or expected us to do, and with a whole lot of people that nobody even expected to be here.
For the Red Sox, their 8th Major League Baseball World Series championship, and the first time they clinched at Fenway Park since 1918. Green Bay Packers gearing up for Bear Week. The Chicago Bears arrive in Lambeau on Monday night, but on Monday morning, it'll be a big day for linebacker Clay Matthews, for that's when he will have the pins removed from his surgically repaired broken right thumb, the injury that happened earlier in October against the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, the rumors are true. They come out on Monday, and we'll take it from there, but it feels good. You know, obviously it's a unique break, and like I've said, and that, you know, if something were to happen to the pins while playing with it, that could mean a potential for season over for me. So we're being cautious and careful with this, but I'll have more news when they take the pins out.
Matthews is hoping to play with a padded club as soon as November 10th against the Philadelphia Eagles. But first things first, 187th meeting between the Packers and the Bears coming up at Lambeau Field on Monday night. But for rookie running back Eddie Lacy, this will be his first taste, and he's getting briefed.
Actually, when we was in meetings today, my coach said treat this game like Alabama and Auburn. So I guess it's pretty serious, but, you know, just go out and continue to play the game the way I've been playing it.
And for the first time in a long time, Lovie Smith will not be on the sidelines for Chicago, for they replaced him with Mark Trestman, very successful coach in the Canadian Football League. Linebacker A.J. Hawk, does the Trestman touch look any different with the Bears?
Yeah, I mean, I think they've added a few guys, and so they've had some other guys step up to play really well, but they got their key guys, obviously, in Forte and Brandon Marshall playing really well. They added Bennett this year at tight end, who's playing really well, too. So they got a lot of weapons, but I don't know. It changed a little bit, but, you know, football is football. It's still a Packers-Bears game, so it's going to come down to winning the line of scrimmage for sure.
NFL weekend kicks off Thursday night with the Cincinnati Bengals in Miami to take on the Dolphins. On Wednesday, representatives of the Oneida Tribe of Indians met with the NFL officials but left the meeting disappointed when the league defended the Redskins' nickname for the Washington franchise. The Oneida want Daniel Snyder sanctioned for continuing to use the name. Oneida spokesman Ray Hallbritter says Webster's Dictionary even calls the nickname a racial slur.
The R word is defined in the dictionary as a slur. Using it may be part of the Washington team's history, but it should be made a part of its past history.
Hallbritter says, I've got nothing against the franchise.
We really want to help them succeed. We want Dan Snyder to succeed. But, of course, with the right legacy, representing the ideals that America, we all want our children to live by and to learn.
In college football, the Wisconsin Badgers coming off their second bye of the season, gearing up for a trip to Iowa City. Gary Anderson's Badgers taking on the Iowa Hawkeyes.
It's a great opportunity for us to go into another hectic environment. I understand it's a very difficult place to play. It's very loud. Great fans, which is what the Big Ten's all about. So our kids are looking forward to the opportunity. But we got a lot of preparation to do between now and then to get ready to play a quality opponent that is tough-minded and physical, just like we like to think of ourselves the same way.
Wisconsin and Iowa battle for the Heartland Trophy on Saturday morning. The St. Norbert Green Knights coming off their bye weekend back home hosting Beloit College on Saturday. In college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers open up their exhibition schedule with an 80-51 victory over UW-Platteville at the Kohl Center. The Green Bay Phoenix men's program will be losing 6'6 forward Daniel Turner. He says he'll be leaving the program after he graduates early in December. He wasn't going to play the first half of the season anyway, as he is rehabbing from a second ACL surgery. In 2011, he tore his right ACL, missed a year, came back, and then tore his left ACL last February. Turner will leave with 1 year of eligibility remaining if he wants to continue his college basketball playing days. Professional basketball season is underway, and the New York Knicks hosted the Milwaukee Bucks for the first game under head coach Larry Drew at Madison Square Garden. And the Knicks raced out to a 56-31 halftime lead, but the Bucks battled back. In fact, they actually led late 81-80, but it was New York down the stretch that held off for the win. Carmelo Anthony had 19 points and 10 rebounds. Gary Neal led the Bucks with 16 off the bench. For head coach Larry Drew, says that was a miserable first two quarters.
Play just totally out of character, just totally out of character. And my message to the guys at halftime was, you know what, I really didn't, at that point, I didn't care about, you know, whether we won or lost the game. I cared about us playing the way I know we're capable of playing. And that's all we did the second half. We didn't do anything any different than what we've been working on doing the very first day of training camp.
Bucks' second game will be in Boston on Friday night. The Celtics falling to the Toronto Raptors 93-87. Cleveland beat Brooklyn 98-94. Nets now have several ex-Celtics on their roster. Philadelphia 76ers knocked off the champion Miami Heat 114-110. Michael Carter Williams, 22 points, 12 assists, 9 steals, and 7 rebounds. Almost had a quadruple double. Detroit, a winner over the Washington Wizards 113-102. The new era for the New Orleans franchise, the Pelicans. They take the floor and lose to the Indiana Pacers 95-90. It was the Minnesota Timberwolves or the Orlando Magic 120-115 in overtime. Kevin Love with 31 points and 17 rebounds. Houston Rockets get a big double-double from their new big man, Dwight Howard, 17 points, 26 boards in a 96-83 win over Charlotte. Dallas, a winner over the Atlanta Hawks, 118-109. Last year, he did a lot of scoring for the Milwaukee Bucks, and last night, Monte Ellis, 32 in his Dallas debut.
Right now, I'm in a good rhythm. My teammates did a great job of finding me, setting screens. And the main thing I had to do was just be aggressive, attack the basket, and make the right plays.
San Antonio winner over Memphis 101-94. It was Oklahoma City winning on the road, beating the Utah Jazz 101-98. Pretty good start for Kevin Durant, a 42-point night.
Well, I just try to be aggressive. And, you know, I think my teammates put me in great position to be aggressive. And, you know, I got to finish some of those, some and ones, and, you know, I just got to make more shots. So, you know, I was fortunate enough to make some free throws, and, you know, but I can learn from it and just try to get better.
Sacramento knocked off Denver 92-88. It was Phoenix 104, Portland 91, and Golden State gets 38 points from Klay Thompson, blowing out the Los Angeles Lakers 125-94. On the ice, four games in the NHL, the LA Kings beat the San Jose Sharks 4-3 in overtime, and it was Anze Kopitar that netted the game winner.
We're just trying to make as much plays as we can, and we're passing around, trying to spread them out a little bit, and then you know, Drew really put it on tee for me, and I just let it go, and fortunate it went in.
Detroit Red Wings get by the Vancouver Canucks 2-1, Toronto over Calgary 4-2, and the Pittsburgh Penguins beat the Boston Bruins 3-2. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.